Today from the Ohio Newsroom, Haitian art in Akron.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. The Akron Art Museum is the latest U.S. institution to honor a trailblazing Haitian artist. But with political instability in Haiti and a recently instituted travel ban, she can't witness the exhibits in person. In her stead, her intricately beaded tapestries act as a messenger for both her culture and her creativity. Ohio Newsroom member station IdeaStream Public Media's Carrie Wise has the story.
Animals and fresh air filter through Merlon Constant's home studio in Haiti, as you can hear in this clip from a short documentary. It's where she and her apprentices work on her large beaded flags called drapeau. In Haitian Creole, Constance says her mother left her with this gift. She worked with her as a teenager beading wedding dresses, but as she grew up, she needed to move on to her own art.
If you meet Constance, sort of working in a factory all day and answering to a boss is not really something she was capable of.
Art historian Catherine Smith says after leaving factory work behind, Constance initially tried painting. But when that didn't work out, she brought her beading skills to drapeau, Haitian voodoo flags, often depicting spirits and adorned with sequins.
Painting with beads, as she called it.
Smith recently co-curated a retrospective exhibition in California, honoring Constance's innovation in the traditionally male field.
She was the first one to really introduce narrative into this art form. The imagery traditionally was very static, and she was the one who really began telling stories.
Her vivid works are jam-packed with people, vegetation, animals, and various symbols from Haitian voodoo, like fish and mermaids.
Her work, yes, kind of stems out of her voodoo tradition, her religious tradition, but at the same time, she's also creating for a wide group of individuals who understand moments of joy, moments of celebration, moments of trauma.
Haitian art scholar Jerry Philogene says viewers of the art in Akron don't need an understanding of Haitian voodoo to appreciate her artistry and how she carefully hand-draws the images and sews them into the fabric.
Things take time, stories unfold the way in which she wants them to, and not pressured by the art community or, you know, other people who may say, you know, this has to come out right away. And she's like, it'll come out when it comes out.
The Akron Art Museum just acquired for its permanent collection Constance's 72-square-foot drapeau titled Society Rada, says the museum's senior curator, Jeff Katzen.
It's an image overall of, in the center, a figure who's extending his hands outward in a gesture of protection. There's sort of color and energy emanating from him. Above him and around him are geometric symbols that represent different voodoo spirits, and then underneath him is a scene of pastoral life in Haiti.
Amid the country's political unrest, Katzen wasn't able to ask Constant about the meaning behind the work, but he sees a strong theme of protection.
To me, this piece most likely represents Merlan's desire for peace and healing and stability in her country.
And in a time of misinformation about Haitians in this country, Constant's art sends an important message, says Catherine Smith.
You know, you can think of it as, in a way, as sort of an ambassador of Haiti's humanity. And you can also ask if that's a fair role to put Haitian artists in. Haiti is a frequent subject of her work, Haiti, Haitian history. So I think she takes on that role with a certain amount of pride.
The exhibit of Constant's drapeau in Akron is on view now through January 4th. Reporting for the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Carrie Wise.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you Monday.